Life does not stay the same. The one predictable thing about life is that life is always changing. Life goes in seasons, and what I can guarantee you is that this season is not going to be the same as your next season.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Job. Maybe you've listened to Straight Talk for some time now, and you've heard the teaching, and it's encouraged your heart, and it has spoken to your soul, but you have never made a clear, intentional decision to become a full-fledged follower of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a difference between being a sympathizer and being someone that's a fully committed disciple. The difference is that a sympathizer likes the words, enjoys the teaching, sympathizes with Jesus, but hasn't crossed the line to say, I'm committed more than just a sympathizer. The Bible's really clear about it. It's an act of the will and an act of faith that releases the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of Jesus into our life. There's no magic prayer, although a prayer in faith can mark the beginning of our conversion. It's us being willing to acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that we have sinned, that we have violated God's law, that we have made mistakes against God, and that we need those to be cleansed in our life. It's also a willingness to believe and say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross, that you sacrificed yourself for me, and I believe that you have the power to cleanse me. The Bible tells us that when in faith we repent, we acknowledge our sin, and we embrace that Jesus will be our Savior and Lord, bow our knee and yield our will, that at that moment in time, truth mixes with faith, releases the Holy Spirit into our life, and the Bible refers to it as being born again or being a new creation or a new creature. Once you've made that decision, then you need to make sure that you plug into a community of faith. You need to find a church and plug into that church. You need to get baptized as a sign of your following Jesus Christ, and you need to begin to grow in your walk with God. That's what it means to be a disciple. So if you've never made that decision, then I urge you, I encourage you, don't let this day go by without making sure that you make that decision before God. And if you do make that decision listening to this broadcast, why don't you email me and let me know, hey, Mark, I was listening to your broadcast. This is the decision that I've made. We'd love to encourage you and send you some material to get started in your walk in God.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Pastor Mark tonight is going to continue on with his series called Just Do Something. And our text will be found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Just Stay Strong.
Mark chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse 9 through 12. It says, at this time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert. And he was in the desert for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended to him. What I want you to understand is that God is preparing you right now for the next season. Do you realize that all of us here are in one season or another? Here's the thing about life. That life goes in seasons, and what I can guarantee you is that this season is not going to be the same as your next season. That life does not stay the same. The one predictable thing about life is that life is always changing. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that some of you were graduating from high school. And then not far after that, maybe some of you were dating someone, and that was a season of life where you were dating and infatuated. And soon after that, a marriage came. And then about the time you thought you had marriage down, you had your first child, and you realized, wow, this is a new season. And about the time you got that child down, then you had a second child and a third child, and that was a season. And those little children are small, and there's a season of caring for them and working with them. But then those children grow up, and my, how fast they grow up. Lord, it's scary. I'm talking as a father who has a 16-year-old daughter who just graduated from high school and is driving. Seasons change. Life does not stay the same. 14 years ago, my mother and father, who had been married for many, many years, my father passed away at the age of 60, fairly young. And my mother's entered into a whole new season of life. I mean, for the last 14 years, she's been a widow, lived on her own, even bought a little toolkit so that she could know how to fix a few things here and there. But it's a new season. It's a different season than what she experienced before. And here's the thing. Where you are living right now and the season that you are going through right now is different than the season that you were in 10 years ago. How about it? And where you're living right now is different than the season that you were in 5 years ago. And chances are that whatever season that you are in right now is different than the season it was 2 years ago. Now, here's how it works. God knows the seasons. There's not a season that catches God by surprise. He knows what your next season is going to look like. He knows what it's going to look like 2, 3, 5 years from now. And God is constantly preparing those of us who are willing. God is constantly preparing us for the next season. There are things happening right now in your life that are getting you ready for the next season that you'll be entering into. You don't even know what God is preparing you for, but God knows what He is preparing you for. Some of you right now are being prepared for something that will happen 5 years from now. Some of you, God is strengthening you, giving you certain knowledge, creating certain network of friends, adding ability to your life, causing you to understand things right now that will serve you 2 years from now. There's a season, and that God has a purpose and a destiny for you in every season that you go through. I tell you that because as we look at these verses in Mark chapter 1, we're looking at a season in the life of Jesus, the beginning of a season in the life of Jesus. Many of you understand and know that Jesus was about 30 years old before he literally entered into his public ministry. If you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, most of the Gospels are devoted to only 3 years of Jesus' life. That's 36 months of the life of Jesus. All the miracles, all the teaching, all the resurrections, the crucifixion, all that happened within a span of 36 months in the life of Jesus. So you may ask yourself this question, okay, if all that happened in 36 months, well, what happened for the first 30 years of Jesus' life? Why was Jesus 30 before he actually got baptized? Why was he 30 years old before he really started teaching anybody? His first message was after he was 30 years old. Well, have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered why the years from 0 to 30 are pretty much silent in the life of Jesus? Okay, there's one story. And by the way, as a parent, it's a very encouraging story. Because the parents of Jesus, Joseph and Mary, who we hold in high esteem, I love it because they forget Jesus. Makes us feel better as parents, right? Hey, I think we all have stories of walking out of somewhere and you say, hey, where's Junior? I thought you had him. No, I thought you had him. Hey, where is he? I have some good friends who will remain unnamed who got out of a parking lot, went into one of these, I think it was a Walmart, and were in there for a little while. And one says to the other, hey, where's our little girl? The other says, what do you mean, where's our little girl? I thought you have our little girl. And they're like, where's our little girl? And they realized they had left her in the car, thankfully, for a short period of time. And so they ran out to the car and tried to act very, you know, nonchalant about it. And knocked on, and they thought they were just, and these are loving, loving parents, and they just could not believe that they forgot their little daughter out in the parking lot of Walmart. Joseph and Mary, they're in this situation where they go to the feast and they're all caravanning their way out of it. And Joseph and Mary start saying, hey, where's Jesus? And they're looking, I thought you had him. Well, maybe he's with his cousin. Maybe he's with his cousin Johnny. And they look around. He's nowhere to be found. They have to go back. They find him in the temple. And there he is sitting with the teachers and the rabbis of the temple talking about the things of God. And he says, I'm about the business of my father. That's the only story that we have really in the life of Jesus from when he's a small child unto the age of 30. I happen to believe that God for 30 years was preparing the time, was preparing the season, and in the humanity of Jesus, he was also, listen to me, this is important, in the humanity of Jesus, he was also preparing Jesus for the task that lay ahead of him. You say, well, Pastor, I don't understand that. I thought Jesus is God. Well, he is. And I thought that he was sinless, and he is. But the Bible tells us that in the humanity of Jesus, Jesus also had to learn. He learned obedience, it tells us in Philippians. And he was growing and learning and being prepared for a season that God had prepared for him.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Just Stay Strong. It's from our series called, Just Do Something. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of tonight's message, as well as information about Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. Our text will be found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Just Stay Strong.
Listen to me well. Look up at me because this is huge. God is preparing you for a season. God has a season right now that he is preparing you for right now. So, as we talk about seasons and as we look at how God prepared Jesus, I want you to understand from this passage that God prepares Jesus in a similar way that he prepares us. And so I want you to be ready to jot down. There's five things that I think that God does in our life to prepare us. Five areas, five things that God does in our life to prepare us for this next season that he's calling us into. Number one, jot it down. This new season, this preparation season, starts with personal consecration. It tells us in verse 9, at that time, at the age of 30, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan. Now, who was John? John was a cousin, a relative of Jesus. Cousin John, got the nickname as the baptizer. Some of you know him as John the Baptist. I think a better way of calling him is John the Baptizer, because that's what the original word means. He was a guy that went out and baptized a lot of people, so people started to know him as the baptizer. Who is that? That's John, the guy that baptizes people. He's John the baptizer, and he happened to be a cousin of Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus, at the age of 30, when his time had come, he knew his time had come. God had been preparing him for that season. He went out and he got baptized. Now, you may have seen us do quite a few baptisms here in this auditorium, and we always explain why we baptize. And the Bible explains to us that in the waters of baptism, we go down into the water as a symbol of our cleansing and our death to the old self, and we come out of the water as a symbol of us being washed and cleansed and ready to live a new life. Okay? It's baptism. It's a consecration. It's a dedication. It's I'm fully committed to you, God. My old life is gone. Now I'm consecrated to you. Jesus had no sin. So Jesus was not being baptized to get rid of sin. Jesus was being baptized as a sign of consecration to the Father. When he went down into the water, it was not for the forgiveness of sins, but it was a consecration of God. I yield my life to you. As he came out of the waters, it signified a new season in his life. This was to mark a new season. Here's what I want you to know. I believe that at the beginning of every season, new season, where God is going to use you, first of all, you have to consecrate yourself to God. Consecrating yourself means you give yourself again to God. I love what it tells us in Joshua chapter 3. Do you remember the story of Joshua? He was a young man that was one of the spies that Moses sent to spy out the land of Jericho. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two spies that came back with a good report that said, let's do it. The other spies said, hey, the land is too difficult. The armies are too great. I don't think we'll be able to do it. And because of their unbelief and because of the people's groaning and complaining, although they could have gone into the promised land, God disciplined them, and they had to spend 40 years wandering around in the desert. All of that generation died off, and now Joshua was the one that would lead them into the promised land. And here they are, over a million of them, camped on this side of the Jordan, looking across the Jordan to what would be their promised land, and their first town to conquer would be Jericho. And Joshua says in Joshua chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5, he says to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among us. Consecrate yourself today, because tomorrow God wants to do something. Give your life today to God completely. Say, God, I am all yours today, because tomorrow God wants to work in our life. But we start today by giving ourselves to him, and then God works in our life. I believe there's seasons in our life that we need to consecrate ourselves. When I was 15 years old, I consecrated my life to Jesus. I said, Jesus, my life is yours. I give myself to you. When I started dating, I consecrated myself and I said, God, I want to date in a way that you are pleased with. I want to handle this relationship the right way. When I got married, I consecrated myself to God and I said, God, I consecrate myself to you. I want to be the husband that you called me to be. I want to be able to be married in a right way and manage this marriage in a way that honors you, that's something good. When I stepped into becoming a pastor, I consecrated myself to God. I said, God, I want to be able to pastor and minister and do the things you've called me to the right way. So I consecrate, I give myself to you. When I had my first baby, Marissa, 16 years ago, I remember as a dad consecrating myself and saying, God, I give myself to you. I want to be the kind of father you want me to be. Give me the grace and the power to raise my child in that way. Every child that I had, I would consecrate them and myself before God, because every season of life, every new season of life requires a new consecration. How about it? Every new season of life requires a new consecration in our life, because things change in a new season. And therefore, you need to give yourself once again, commit yourself once again to the new season. Before you step into that new season, you need to say, God, I am yours. Before I even date, because I don't want to mess it up, Lord. God, I am yours. Before you step into that new season, God, I'm yours. I consecrate myself. Jesus knew that he was stepping into his public ministry, and he consecrated himself to the Father. He said, Father, I am yours. All of me for all of you. I don't know about you, but maybe, just maybe, you're at a season in your life, or about to enter a season of your life, that God is saying, I need a new consecration from you. I want you once again to consecrate yourself. Listen, if you are one of the people that just graduated from high school, I think it deserves a consecration. God, I consecrate myself to my post-high school years. If I'm going to college or wherever, if you just graduated from eighth grade and you're going to high school, I think some of you kids need to consecrate yourselves and say, God, I want to consecrate myself before I enter into high school, because I need your power, Lord, in my life. The second thing, as God is preparing this for a new season, is that every new season that we are going to necessitates the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our life. Verse 10, as Jesus was coming up out of the water, by the way, what does it tell you when it says he's coming up out of the water? What's it tell you about baptism? That to come out of the water, you have to what? You have to, first of all, go in the water, right? He came out of the water because he was in the water. They weren't just sprinkling him. He was coming out of the water, right? And as Jesus came up out of the water, the Bible says he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love, with whom I'm well pleased. Empowerment. First of all, Jesus consecrated himself through baptism. Secondly, in order to prepare him to the season that God was calling him to, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came upon him. The Spirit of God descended upon him, the Holy Spirit, for what? For empowerment. Here's the thing I want you to understand. There is nothing that you and I can do in life that doesn't require the supernatural power of God to do it well. You understand that? Listen, Jesus was all God, and yet he needed the Holy Spirit to come upon him for the task that God was calling him to. He needed the empowerment of God. He said, Pastor, I'm just getting married. Hey, you're just getting married? Boy, you need extra dose of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Extra dose. Why? To give you the power to forgive. To give you the power to respond the right way. To give you the power to keep your love fresh. You need the supernatural power of God on your life. Well, I'm just raising a kid. I mean, it's no big deal. No big deal? You need the supernatural power of God to give you the ability to invest in that child and love that child and not blow up and maintain your temper and know how to teach them and what to teach. You need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of God upon your life.
That concludes part one of our message called Just Stay Strong. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, called Unstuck, is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for us tonight with Straight Talk team. Thank you so much for joining us, and we pray that you will join us again on the next Straight Talk as Pastor Mark continues his message called Just Stay Strong. Have a great night, and God bless.